Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast, Melissa's View, aka Mimi's View. Today I'm talking about the importance of therapy. The importance of therapy is the topic. This is episode 5 of season 2 of my podcast. So let's talk about mental health. Our mental health is very important. Not only that, but it's vital to our war. Everyday lives. What does that mean? We cannot love on the people around us the way we desire and the way they need us to if our mental health is not properly balanced or looked after, right? We have to take inventory daily of our mental health. I would say that. Me, I've been to therapy several times for my mental health in different seasons of my life because I needed it. And it's very helpful. If you need to talk to someone, do so. I'm very blessed to have parents, both my mom and dad, believe in the power of therapy. Both of them. And I'm very blessed that they do because nothing's wrong with therapy. Nothing is wrong with you going and talking to someone if that's what you feel like you need in order to make the progress and the gains that you want to see. Like, there's nothing wrong with talking to someone as it regards to your mental health. I've done it several times, and I went into, therapy sessions, excuse me, feeling one way. I went into therapy sessions feeling one way, which is heavy and a lot on my mind. And then I've come out of therapy sessions feeling lighter, feeling so much better, like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. Therapy is very helpful and it's good. It's good for your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. 'Cause, stress and things that could make us sick. That could make us sick. That could lead to us having illnesses in our body, So therapy is very helpful. And also, I want to say this. You're not weak because you go to therapy and to the Black community. 'Cause I know there's people in my community who feel like, therapy may be a waste of time or what does this person know? Not even in the Black community, but there's other communities that might be apprehensive as well, excuse me. And I want to say therapy is it's rejuvenating. That's how I would describe it. Therapy is rejuvenating. Like, it makes you feel energized. Once you get that weight off your shoulder, whatever you might be going through, therapy energizes you. Like I said, there's been times where I went into therapy sessions feeling one way and came out feeling so much better, and like you just smile because you feel like this heavy weight lifted off your shoulders, whatever you may be going through. Me personally, I believe that God put therapists in the positions that they're in to help us walk through life, to help us walk through the peaks and the valleys of life, And, therapy is very, very, very helpful. Very helpful. And I think it's necessary. I think just like we should take care of our physical bodies, we gotta take care of our mental state too, because our physical bodies follow our mental state, in my opinion. I'm not a doctor, but our Think about it. Our bodies follow our mind, what we think in our minds. So we have to take care of ourselves in every aspect and do things that help, like, do things that help you to feel better, to help you release stress. For example, you could journal, you could take a walk. You could talk to a friend. You could paint something. You could take yourself out on a dinner date. Anything that will help you relieve stress, do what you enjoy doing. But also, don't be afraid to give therapy a try. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody and express what you need to express because after you're done with therapy, you feel relieved. You feel so much better. And therapy is confidential. So whatever you say in therapy is gonna stay in therapy. And it's not gonna go anywhere else. You know? So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to talk to somebody. Open up. Go to therapy, open up, and shout out to things like BetterHelp. Don't be afraid to try BetterHelp. Don't be afraid to try some of these therapy, to get some therapy sessions. Don't be afraid. Actually, what I would say to you is for your birthday, whatever your birthday is, for whoever's listening to this, for your birthday, get you some therapy sessions. Shout out to Pastor Michael Todd because he said that before in the sermon. Pastor Michael Todd of Transformation Church, for those of you who don't know, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Shout out to Pastor Michael Todd. But for your birthday, get you some therapy sessions. Therapy is so good. And like I said, I'm so blessed that both my parents believe in the power of therapy. They really do. So don't be afraid of therapy. Try it. You won't be disappointed. And if you don't vibe with a therapist, guess what? You could get another one. Especially, BetterHelp. You can switch your therapist at any time. This is not sponsored, but I do know that from the advertisements. And don't be afraid. Take care of yourself in every aspect, and that includes your mental mind so that you can be productive. And you could feel better about just because life is hard. So opening up to someone will just help you see a different perspective. Therapy will give you a different perspective on whatever situations you are dealing with. So don't be afraid to go to therapy. Therapy is beautiful. Therapy is worth it. Therapy helps. Therapy is powerful. And therapy lifts weights off your shoulders. And this is coming from someone who's been to therapy before. So don't be afraid to try therapy. Again, this is the importance of therapy. That was the topic today. Also, shout out to Savannah Chrisley and the Chrisleys. Tune into her podcast, Unlock with Savannah. Shout out to them. But yeah, don't be afraid of therapy. Also, shout out Chance the Rapper. It's his 32nd birthday. So shout out Chance. Bye, y'all. Catch y'all in the next episode. Y'all hear this one at midnight. So, bye y'all. See y'all in the next episode. This is episode 5 of season 2 of Melissa's View, aka Mimi's View. So, hope you enjoy. And like I said, don't be afraid of therapy. God bless. See y'all in the next episode.